When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
This episode of the JB and Benny Blue Review is brought to you by our friends at SavageCBD.com. Get the best in CBD products and get a deal while you're at it. Use our code REVIEW, that's REVIEW, for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to SavageCBD.com right now.
Hey, Bird Gang, it's your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, the JB and Benny Blue Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Ooh wee. Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah, did you miss us, reviewers?
Yeah. We're back, baby.
We are back.
Like we left something. What you mean? Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? As I slide through, you know what I'm saying, the wonderful world of Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Just to make sure that everybody knows that we live, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's right. Out here.
Click the link, you know what I'm saying? If you're following us right now, if you're looking at it right now, man, whatever, man. Go tell a friend at the JB and Benny Blue. It's on right now, you know what I'm saying? All your social media platforms, man, JB and Benny Blue, Twitter, Instagram, Face and Book, all right?
You face know and Book, wow.
The face and the book, you know what I'm saying? Mess with us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, like, subscribe, share, all that. Five-star reviews on Apple, on iTunes, man. You know, Apple Podcast, man, we need all that. You know what I'm saying? We love it, man. You know what I'm saying? We are also on the Casual Sports Network, casualsports.com. We live streaming, you know what I'm saying, radio right here in the Valley. In Phoenix, you know what I'm saying, the greater Phoenix area. Shout out to the Valley because the Valley's still hot no matter what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We out here. The Believe Podcast Network, what up to all our sister podcasts on the Believe Network. Yeah, we believe. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing. Got any sponsorship questions, hey, mail, whatever, whatever. Mess with us at the JB and Benny Review at gmail.com, man. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. Man, got ideas for the show, whatever, whatever, segments, things you want to see from the folks. We are 207?
206, baby.
206. What up, Big Tim? How we doing? Happy holidays, man. Same to you, man. Hope everybody's having a safe and happy holiday with all these kryptonites and COVID variants and all this other stuff that's going on. We got the Omarion. We got the Superman. Ooh, we got the motherfucking the Daily Planet. You know what I'm saying? We got everything cracking out here. I pray to God that y'all being safe out here in these streets. Benny, we out here, you know what I'm saying? Oh, if you didn't know. If you don't know, now you know. Last night, we had a great episode of the Burning Bridges podcast. You can mess with us at the AAT, at AAT Sports underscore, and the AAT Birds. It's all about the birds. That's on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, Instagram. Mess with us, YouTube. We had Tom Bahali on, the great Tom Bahali, defensive end, outside linebacker for Kansas City Chiefs, 11-year veteran. Great interview. And then, of course, we just rock the show out like we do, man. Get on the way, man. You know what I'm saying? It's literally the AAT Sports Network, man. It's something special. The boys out of Philadelphia, shout out to the homies, you know what I'm saying, Johnny, you, Chip, Jeff, all the boys, you know what I'm saying, out there doing their thug thizzle. Benny, they're getting hit with some snow out there in the Midwest and the East Coast right now.
I guess so. Well, I just got back to L.A., and let me tell you something. For anybody who's been traveling around the holidays, you know, because I've talked to multiple folks and heard about multiple accounts, people aren't showing up. So if you got a flight, just letting you know. It's just probably going to get bare minimum delayed or canceled. I had a flight canceled. I had a flight. JB, here's how one of my days went. I was supposed to fly to Louisville. Flight got canceled. My dear sister, friend of the show, fan of the show, she drove me to Cincinnati. It's an hour and a half away. Took the flight from Cincinnati to Detroit. My connecting flight, I was trying to go to Cleveland. That flight got delayed three times. Then it got canceled. Then I had to rent a car. Lazy Bone and Crazy Bone weren't looking out for yours truly because I had to rent a car and drive 2.5 hours to Cleveland. And damn it, we made it. and a lot of witches teat cold out there, Tim. It's witches teat cold.
Nice.
But now we're back in La La Land. We're talking, of course, in our patent production meeting. But how for the reviewers, how was your Christmas, good sir?
Christmas good, man. As long as the shorty's good, that's all that matter. You know what I'm saying? I joke with people, and I have been joking with people. My kids asked me, Dad, what you want for Christmas? And I told them, you know what I'm saying? Nothing. All right? Just don't be dumb. All right? Stay out of jail.
Oh.
Right? Just keep doing great things. Just keep being good kids. I don't want shit. Right? I don't want nothing. All right? I don't need nothing. Don't want nothing. Just want peace, prosperity, and health and wealth for my children. You know what I'm saying? As any parent wants the best for their kids, man. So that's it. What about you, Billy? How's Christmas, man?
Christmas is lovely, man. Obviously, it's different. It's first Christmas, you know, without my mom. So it's obviously a different experience. But I was surrounded by family. Got to see one of my close childhood friends that I grew up with. We went to her house as well on Christmas Day. So it was nice. It was kind of bringing together, some family and some old friends and, you know, having the right Christmas spirit. Like the gifts and all that stuff are cool. And as you know, as a grown man, once you start getting older, you don't really get much for real.
Nah,
like obviously, you know, like at this point, we don't have a Christmas list.
Right, we're giving the gifts. Unless you got a boot thing, you know what I'm saying?
With the significant
exchanging things, you know what I'm saying?
Course.
That's different. You know what
of course, we exchange the gifts there. But beyond that, you know, once you get to family, you get a lot of pairs of socks. That's
right.
What it is.
Which
is completely cool.
Just I'm thinking of you gifts, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking of you. Like a little I saw this on the little clearance rack. Here you go. Which is cool. It's fine. Hey, thank you for
that. That's all
me.
Love. It's all
but
love.
This particular year, especially with like you said, the Omicron, Omarion going around, COVID, the remix of the remix. It's just nice to be in the Christmas spirit.
Right.
In the remix. It's nice to be around that Christmas spirit. So that's what I particularly cherish about this time of year. But Dr. Bridges, you said a key word there, a key phrase, a key hashtag, if you will, possibly your most patented hashtag coming up. This is the last one of the year, folks. So it's the 2021 Don't Be Dumb Awards as voted on by you.
Yes,
the reviewers.
Word to Rex Hadnot Jr. Jr. Hey, that's the first person to put me on a Don't Be Dumb. All right, you know what I'm saying? That's my guy, my brother, you know what I'm saying? He in the H town, baby. Let me tell you one thing about the H. They live to never coexist with the fake, all right? Mm-hmm. It's word to Slim Thug. But yeah, mm-hmm. Don't Be Dumb Awards coming up, man. Voted on by the people.
That's right. You
know, we do it. We does it. We did it and going to continue to do it for the peoples.
Mm-hmm. Right? So as voted on by you, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as our 2021 Week 16 recap. There's only two more weeks in regular season. It's crazy. Followed by Week 17, Savage Picks, and more. At any point, like the good doctor's doing, like I know you guys will do, you fall in and out of the show. We know it goes to the live stream. Drop in a comment or question at any point, and we will get to that shit. But first, JB, first order of business. Of course, we got to cover it. Rest in peace to the great John Madden. You posted on our Instagram. 85 years old. Went from a player to a coach to a commentator to a video game savant. The face of football video games, and let me hit you with a blast from a pass. You ready for this?
Yes.
Ready? Bow!
Oh,
look at that!
Shit!
Madden 99.
With the graphics.
99.
The graphics was a tad blockish. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hey, we go back so deep, man. You know what I'm saying? To when the ambulance was running folks over. You know what I'm saying? When somebody got injured.
Genesis.
Somebody got injured. You know what I'm saying? And the ambulance came in the field and run three players over. But they fine, though. But the person got injured, got to get carried out.
That was the greatest shit in the world. Fun fact about Madden 99. This game was designed and it came out with the belief that my guy, you see him? You see him?
Mm-hmm. Fucking big Barry. Big bad
Barry. Was going to be playing. Turns out that offseason, he retired. He's still in this game.
Yep.
That's the ill shit about it.
And rightfully, he should be. Shit, what you mean? Mm-hmm. Don't take much to make his likeness, you know what I'm saying? Just put a motherfucker out there doing the most. the most.
Man, what is your most, whether it's like him in the booth or just the games, obviously the games, but like what are your memories of John Madden? Because obviously your age, you more so remember probably him in the booth, Pat Summerall. I caught the tail end of that.
Yep.
And then obviously with the games. Hey. Actually, let me ask you this. What's your favorite Madden game? Favorite Madden game?
Man, I would have to look at the list. I'm gonna probably say the one with Michael Vick on it, man. You
know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I think 04 is gonna be the one because Michael Vick was the first real cheat code, and it was just unfair. Like, we used to say you can't play with Atlanta. Like, nah, you can't play Atlanta, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had that you can't play with Atlanta rule, right? But other than that, man, when him and Pat Summerall, man, it was just so many great one-liners, bro. Right? So many great one-liners. And then he was – John Madden had a way of being just straight-up Captain Obvious, right, when it comes to explaining football, right? And you got this guy over here. And you got this guy. And he's going to come over here. And then this guy's going to go over there. And boom, we got a touchdown. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just Captain Obvious all day. But it just fucking made sense to us, right? We loved it. And then Pat Summerall comes on with his seriousness of all seriousness and code of journalism, etiquette, and – then Madden comes up. It was just the greatest combination in the booth. And he was that dude, man. He was football, right? He was Mr. fucking football. Nowhere around it, you know what I'm saying? He is one of the absolute GOATs. And probably, I can honestly say, he's probably the godfather of NFL football, right? And I don't think there's no other way to say it. There are a lot of greats, right? And he ain't never played the game. He played 1 year, right? And he got hurt. Mm-hmm. Back in those days, his injury, he got hurt. It was the career ender. And then he went to doing what he loved, talking about the game of football, coaching, right? And then he had a great coaching career, and he taught the game, and he started to speak about the game. And just shout out to a man that lived his life the way he wanted to live it, doing exactly what he wanted to do, right?
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, because Lord knows the OG reviewers know that for years we've been roasting trash-ass commentators who try to dumb it down, but it's too dumb. It's beyond don't be dumb. It's too dumb. Whereas he broke it down. He dumbed it down, but he didn't insult your intelligence. He just broke it down in a way that's more easy to digest. And many have tried to replicate that, but few have, and none can be a true, you know, imitation of what he's doing. I mean, obviously now you see guys like Romo, and even like Aqib Talib is doing a great job on the booth. So you see a lot of guys that are really doing their thing, but he was the original, like, okay, I know the game, but I'm also going to break it down in a way that's like, that's kind of bring it down in layman's terms, but not sounding like an idiot. Cause a lot of guys just sound like idiots. Like, they don't really have like that good rapport with the other guy. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work. But he with Pat Summerall, it just worked.
You know it was a perfect combination in the booth. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was really great. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it was, you know, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, you know what I'm saying? Our competition. You know what I'm saying? Mike Tirico and Al Michaels. You know what I'm saying? This is their competition. You know what I'm saying? Mike Tirico and Al Michaels is probably, you know what I'm saying, the greatest thing too. But they're just so, it was just the way that John Madden, it was comical, but it was educational.
Right.
At the same time for football, you know what I'm saying? It was just the way he explained things was just, there'll never be another.
Yeah, I agree. Hall of Famer through and through. Peace and blessings to the entire Madden family. And rest in peace to John Madden. We just had to make sure we showed him love before we got into anything else, like we are about to right now. Oh, it's the last review of the year, goddammit. And you know what that means. It is time for our patented Don't Be Dumb Awards of 2021. Bow! We have six categories, JB, including a new category just specific for COVID. And again, reviewers, I'm going to say this between every single one. This is voted on by you via our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The people, we put this to you, and you voted. So, kicking this thing right off, of course, it's a coveted award. Of course, after you announce every winner, sipping that cup, King JB, as you see the crown, he, the king, will announce what each winner of our coveted Don't Be Dumb Award for that category will receive.
Straight off the dome, baby. Freestyle with it. Straight off the dome.
Exactly. Whatever his heart tells him. Speaking of people who say probably a little bit too much off their dumbass heart, JB, it's time for Dumbest Analyst of 2021. And the nominees are Paul Feinbaum. Trick-ass Paul Feinbaum is always cutting promos and eating his words. Stupid, goofy-ass Paul Feinbaum. SEC dick rider. Stephen A. Smith, he's a staple. Lord knows he plays himself basically on a once-a-week basis. Dr. Hairline. Skip Bayless, of course, you know he's going to get roasted. And Emmanuel Acho, who is on that garbage-ass show. Shout out to friend of the show. Shout out to friend of the show, Marcellus Wiley.
Yeah,
you might want to talk to production about your counterpart, because that dude is not it. Not it at all. But there can only be one. And as voted on by the people on our social media, with a drum roll, please. Dumbest analyst for 2021 is Skip Bayless. Winner.
Bayless, yes.
Kings Skip, MB, what does he receive?
Skip this year? Bayless, we love you, man, but Jesus Christ, you are a hater like no other. All right. Shout out to if you talk about Skip Bayless, you got to talk about his counterpart, who's one of the greatest analysts. There's never been an analyst.
Uncle Shay Sharp,
we love you. Hopefully one day we can get this man on the show. but Skip Bayless, all right, well, I'm going to get you is some lips, right? We are going to send you a $2,500 gift certificate from the JB Beauty Blue Review to get lip fillers, right?
We're not paying for it, though. We got a GoFundMe.
Yeah, this is a GoFundMe for your lips. We knew you were going to win this award before the people even gave it to you. You look like, when you close your mouth, you look like a fucking Pac-Man ghost, all right? So I need you to... We got you, though. And we're going to knock that thing down to $1,500, but we don't want you around here looking like a Kardashian, right? You know what I'm saying? So, Skip, man, chill, for real. Congratulations, though. All right, we're going to send that bitch straight to motherfucking Dallas where your ass live.
And as always, JB, what does Skip need to do?
Don't be dumb, bro. All right? It's kind of hard, and that's the hardest part about the whole award show is that you're telling people not to be dumb.
But
this is the reason why they got the award. So it's like, you know, they was born in it, not sworn in it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there you go. Dumbest analyst as voted by you, the people, at JB and Benny Blue on all our social media. The next up, one of JB's favorites, it is the coveted You Fooled Them Award. That's for any team that was at a spark when you started, and now you're just garbage, baby, in the words of Hope. And the nominees are the Los Angeles Lakers, the Ohio State Buckeyes, a.k.a. the Rats of Columbus, the Cleveland Browns. And the Iowa Hawkeyes, who started third in the country, and they just trickled on down the rankings there. And as voted by you at JB and Benny Blue on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the You Fooled Them Award. And with the drum roll, please. The winner is... the Los Angeles Lakers! Oh my god, by a landslide!
Oh my god.
What are they going to receive in El Segundo, Dr. Bridges?
Ooh. Oh my god, the Lakers, man. So shout out to the great LeBron James. Shout out to the great Carmelo Anthony. Right. Shout out to the great Russell Westbrook. Shout out to the great Anthony Davis. Mm-mm-mm. Right? These guys are all great basketball players, right, in their own right, right? LeBron James goes up there in the top five for sure all time,
next,
right? But this super team wasn't going to make it from the jump, and I said it. I just can't see Russell Westbrook being on the team and being successful. They tried it with Russell Westbrook with those when they were young, with Harden and Durant. Hey, that was a team that if they stayed together, man, they would probably have won a championship by now, right? But it just is what it is. So what we're going to do is, right, we're going to send 6 10-day contracts to the Los Angeles Lakers, right, for the You Fooled Them Award, okay? They need them 10-day contracts to try to find some cats to fill them slots, man, because these cats old and in COVID floating around, you know what I'm saying, like fucking smoke at a 420 fest, and it's crazy out there. So we sending this right to DTLA, that's downtown Los Angeles, right to the Bitcoin cryptocurrency?
Crypto.com,
formerly known as the Staples Center. We sending it straight to you. Jenny Buss is coming to your office. 6 10-day contracts for you Los Angeles Lakers, because you're going to need it. My guys.
Ding.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we got to. You know what I'm saying? We the ones right now. Us, the Warriors, 2 best teams in the NBA, period, right? So, Lakers, sorry. Wah, wah, wah. All right, and don't be dumb. Yeah, you fooled them. You damn sure fooled them. You thought all season everybody was like, oh shit, it's on. Mm-hmm. It's off. They ain't paid the light bill.
Well, there you go, Lakers. As voted by you, get the coveted You Fooled Them Award for the Don't Be Dumb Awards of 2021. All right, keeping it moving. Now this is sort of the You Fool Award, kind of, but this is for the individual honor for players that, let's just say, aren't exactly doing what they are supposed or projected to do. This is the You Ain't Even Did Shit Award, and the nominees are.
You ain't even do shit.
Talking about Mr. Glass, aka Street Close, according to Sir Charles Barkley,
Street
Anthony
Close.
Davis. Baker Mayfield at home with Baker Mayfield, because that's where you're about to be after they don't extend your ass. The Jets, Zach Wilson, who JB was cutting promos before they got drafted, and it turns out you wouldn't even do shit, Zach Wilson. Of course, the man who really hasn't done shit, Ben Simmons. Well, as voted on by you at JB and Benny Blue, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, by a narrow margin. It was close between two categories by a narrow margin. The winner of the You Ain't Even Did Shit Don't Be Dumb Award for 2021, with a drum roll, please. It's Ben Simmons. Oh, just by a narrow margin over Baker Mayfield. Tell him what he won.
I was hoping Baker Mayfield won this award. Right?
He almost did.
I was hoping. But I understand the Ben Simmons thing. Ben Simmons, you pompous, spoiled... bitch ass trick, right? Look, I understand trying to get your money, right? I get it. But son, you can't even shoot a three-pointer, right? And you can't shoot, period, and you make some bonehead ass mistakes the last season you played basketball. How about you come back and prove to the people that you're worthy of getting money? They're gonna pay you, right? They're gonna pay you. So you come back, show them that you done improved, show them that you've worked on your shooting, show them that you're a better all-around player, show them that you can make decisions with the basketball, because these are the things that you were fucking up on at the end of the last year. I think the bubble year, I think that's what it was, the last time he played was the bubble year, right? Well, he played last year when the Suns went to the finals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so he was fucking up big time, right? Making dumbass mistakes. Point blank period, you ain't ready to get this money. So what I'm going to send you is, if you remember the commercial, the Geico commercial, right, with the old man. I don't know if it was a Geico commercial or was it a Progressive commercial. Yeah, Progressive, I think. Where he had the dollar on the thing and, you gotta jump higher than that next time.
Yeah, almost got it.
So we're going to send you that man. We're going to send you a statue of the old man with the dollar, you know what I'm saying, because you almost got paid. You almost got paid, right? And then it was like, hold up, man. I ain't going to pay this damn fool, right? So, yeah. You ain't even do shit, and you did, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even do shit. You ain't did damn sure ain't did enough to get paid, but you ain't even do shit. So congratulations. We send that thing to Philly, you know what I'm saying? To South Philly, you know what I mean? Down Pensauken way, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What up, South Philly? You know what I'm saying? The Broad Street Bully, what's happening? What up, my boy Nero? You know what I'm saying? What's happening? What up? All About the Burgers family? Mm-hmm. Know y'all loving that.
Mm-hmm. And as always, Ben Simmons...
don't be dumb, bro. Don't be fucking dumb, Ben Simmons.
Jeez. Bro. All right. Now, Dr. Bridges, in the spirit of COVID the remix, the Omicron Omarion, we are introducing a new category this year. It is the COVID Clown of 2021.
So before we start this episode, every time I hear a new episode or a strand of COVID, all I think about is the beginning of the remix of R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? What is the song called? He was like, well, usually I don't do this, but go on and hit it with the
remix. Oh, Ignition.
Yeah,
this is
so
the remix edition.
I think about the remix of Ignition, you know what I'm saying? But So this is the remix of me pissing. So every time I hear a new strand of COVID, all I can think of is R. Kelly's voice saying, now usually I don't do this, but go on and hit it with the remix of COVID, you know what I'm saying? Hey, stay woke, people. Stay woke. There ain't that many strands of COVID out there trying to make you get that goddamn vaccination. All right, stay woke. It's your choice. You want to get it, you get it. Stay woke, right? Here we go.
Well, speaking of those who had a little bit too much to say and played themselves this year, these are the COVID Clown nominees as voted on by you.
Because you played yourself.
At JB and Benny Blue is voted on by you, the people. It's Aaron COVID Toe Rogers who's doing a cutting a promo every 2 seconds about COVID and what he believes and everything he believes. And Aaron Rodgers, just shut the fuck up and play football at this point. Governor Ron DeSantis, complete idiot. Oh, is this trifling biatch, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And of course, Mr. Fake ID, Antonio Brown. And as voted by you, the reviewers at JB and Benny Blue and all of our social media, the winner for the Don't Be Dumb Award 2021 for the COVID Clown with the drum roll, please. Oh, it's Trump's buddy, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's a fucking nut job from the great state of Louisiana. Shout out to all our friends down there in the bayou. But she is the winner. Dr. Bridges, what does she win?
Hey, first of all, take that picture off the screen. That's first and foremost. Take that shit off the screen.
No, the people need to see.
Okay.
The people need
to
see this.
All right.
He's the COVID clown.
So what you gonna do? What you gonna get? Miss Marjorie Taylor Greene is a big, long black dildo, right? Because that's what you need in your life. You need some long black dick, right? Because that's what you're probably getting on the side anyway. You know what I'm saying? She's from Louisiana. She probably fuck with them boys down there in Baton Rouge. You know what I'm saying? They knocking their fucking block off. But that's what you're gonna get, right? You're gonna get a long black dildo. I'm looking at it about 14 and a half inches. You know what I'm saying? So you can pleasure yourself, because I know your husband ain't doing it if you're married. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, he's too busy riding around on horses with white sheets on. So, yeah, Margie, that's what you get. All right. And make sure it goes in your mouth more often as well. All right. Mm-hmm. Fucking diseased rhinoceros pizzle.
He's cutting promos off the top row. Yeah, good God almighty.
Shit. Fuck y'all.
And as always, Marjorie Taylor Greene, from the review to you.
Bitch, don't be dumb, all right?
Oh, man. Good God almighty. All right, I will take it off the screen. Good grief. She looks like the fucking ghost of Christmas past. Get out of here, Marjorie. Sure. Yeah. All right, JB, we have two more categories to go. This is a personal favorite of yours, because this always brings certain lyrics to mind, because it is the Don't Be Dumb Award 2021 for the Fake Thug.
Sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs, all right? Busters, you know what I'm saying?
Nominees are the Pistons, Isaiah Stewart, if you recall, threw the elbow at LeBron, tried to run around. They had Russell Westbrook squaring up like the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. You know what I'm saying? Chase Claypool celebrating when he needs to go ahead and get the ball back to the line of scrimmage so they can spike it. Idiot, trying to get people's paces. Urban, the kicker's kicker, Meyer. Yeah, we know how you feel about you, Urban. And hop along, Cole Beasley. And the winner of the Fake Thug Don't Be Dumb Award for 2021, as voted on by you, the people, at JB and Benny Blue, with a drum roll, please. It's Chase Claypool. The Fake Thug of 2021.
Tattoos, long hair, you know what I'm saying? Then he light skin, so he got a complex already, right? And he's young, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs, all right? He gets all kind of awards, right? He might be a nominee for the all-time Don't Be Dumb Award, right? So what we're going to get you is we're going to get you a book that's called I Want to Play Football, right? And what that book is one of those starter books with a little kid on it. It's like catching a football. You know what I'm saying? It's animated, and it's going to just teach you how to play the game of football. You stupid fuck, right? I'm just being completely honest with you, right? I know, Benny, that during that game, plan week, the coaches harp on this shit. We're talking about Mike Tomlin here. So you're not telling me his receiver coach didn't say, all right, boom, catch the ball, get down, get it to the referee. Hey, let's get back in the huddle. This is what we talk about on Fridays, right? On Saturdays, don't walk through. We do a two-minute drill, right? This is what we do on Fridays and Saturdays. That's kind of universal in the NFL. Friday, one of the last things we do is two-minute drill. Saturday, during the walkthrough, we do a two-minute drill, right? Scenario, boom. Oh, so-and-so has caught the ball for 16 yards. Rush up to the line of scrimmage. What are we going to do now? Boom. Okay. So-and-so just ran for 3 yards. What are we going to do now? Oh, we got a first down. Spike it. Get the ball to the referee, as said a million times by the coaches. You little piece of shit. And then you try to blame the dog, the hogs.
Right.
Try to blame us, right? Nah, man. You don't fuck with the elephants in the jungle, boy. All right? So, yeah, you fake thug. Don't be dumb. Chase Claypool. Hopefully you learn your lesson. You're a hell of a talent. Fucking play ball and learn some fucking smarts, you little fuck.
Mm-mm-mm. Chase Claypool, don't be dumb. All right, Dr. Bridges, we've arrived. It is time. This is our equivalent of a best picture at the Oscars. This is our equivalent of album of the year at the Grammys. Mm. Mm. This is the coveted Dumbass of the Year award for 2021. And the nominees are Senator Joe fucking Coal Miner Manchin holding up all this goddamn legislation to get through, trying to be a little cheeky bastard. But we see you, Joe Manchin. You've been doing this shit all year. We see you. Of course, we had to bring him back. One of the biggest piece of shits to ever coach.
That boy. Finger through jeans. Finger them through jeans.
John Racist Email Gruden. Mm. And we have a 2-for-1 on this last nominee. It's that little creep school shooter piece of shit, Ethan Crumbly's parents, who tried to fly the coop and leave their son abandoned, all the while knowing that this kid was going to do some crazy-ass shit like that. And I hope the judge buries you under the jail.
Yes.
You sick bastards. But there can only be one winner. I don't care if it's two people. There can only be one winner. And for the coveted award of the Dumbass of the Year in 2021, as voted by you, the people, at JB and Benny Blue on our social media, with an extended drum roll, please. Oh, it's Urban Meyer, the winner of the Dumbass of the Year, is voted on by you, the people, at JB and Benny Blue. Oh, this is a prestigious award in the Don't Be Dumb category, sir.
Benny, I want you to just look at this man's face right now, right? I want you to just look at this man's face. You have to have some sort of pride about yourself when you're doing something that you love to do, right? Johnny, you asked me a question about Urban Meyer a couple episodes ago on the Burning Bridges podcast. What is Urban Meyer attempting to do on a segment we call Rapid Fire? I said he's trying to get fired, but I don't know what the fuck is taking so long. Look at his face, Benny. Now, I understand you trying to grow a beard or whatever, but he ain't trying to grow no damn beard. He has stubble on his face because he don't give a fuck. Right? He didn't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. That's why Jacksonville trying to take that money back. Because they like, man, we fucked up big time. You don't even care. Mm-hmm. Right? It ain't like you just had a horrible fucking stint and we're like, you know what? We're going to make a deal and pay you half of this guaranteed money because we're going to honor half our contract. Whatever. No. He don't give a fuck. Look at his face. He kicked a grown man. Make the kicks, you asshole. What? He got caught. He didn't ride the plane back home with his team after they took an L. Instead, he stayed, right, at one of his bars in Ohio, and he's fucking dry humping and fucking fingering some little white bitch through pants. You know what I mean? Mm-mm-mm. And you get caught on film doing the shit like it ain't 2021 and everybody got a fucking camera phone and you Urban Meyer, you stick out like a fucking sore thumb, you fucking schmuck. Right? Fucking schmuck. That's the best thing I can call you, the fucking schmuck. You know what you're gonna get? You're gonna get a statue of Mr. fucking Hanky, right? Right? Because you are a fucking turd. I would never send my child to your school. Because I know you're going to fuck around and get a college football job next year. I would never send my child to your school. You sorry piece of shit. You fucking disease rhinoceros pizzle. So Mr. Hankey's on the way, bro. To your home in fucking Ohio. To your disgruntled ass wife. Right? Because she's mad as fuck because of this shit that you were doing on this motherfucking picture, right? Embarrass the fuck out of your family, you sorry son of a bitch, right? I'd be ashamed if I played for him, Benny. I'd be ashamed if I had to say that Elbert was my coach. Right? Ashamed.
Mm-mm-mm.
So Urban Meyer, man, eat it. You know, and I mean when I say it, a dick, punk. All right? You are the true dumbass of 2021. Don't be dumb. All right? You fooled them. Right?
Right. Right. All the categories.
You ain't even do shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, all that, bro. All that, bro. All that, bro.
So, Urban Meyer, you are the winner of the coveted dumbass of the year for 2021. And hell of a year it's been. Lord knows we're looking forward to more of the dumbest folks in sports, entertainment, and politics and more going into 2022. But that's who you, yes, you, the people, the reviewers voted on at JB and Benny Blue. So make sure to follow us to watch this episode in full in case you missed anything from who we gave out our coveted awards to. Of course, tap in with our sponsor, SavageCBD.com. Use the code REVIEW, 15% off your order and free shipping. And listen, Bird Gang, I know it's been a tough few weeks, but damn it, make sure to tap in with our friends at Trends Collab via our merch, JBandBennyBlueReview.com. Get your Super Kyler shirt or hoodie or your Bird Gang All Day shirt or hoodie and use those promo codes, Kyler and Bird Gang, for 50% off and free shipping. Pow, pow, pow. All right. So we got to get into it. Some Week 16 recap. All right, Dr. Bridges, I'm pretty sure you broke this down in quality detail here on the Burning Bridges podcast. But of course, reviewers know that you're coming with that good game when it comes to the Bird Gang. Bird Gang fall to the Colts at home, 22-16. At this point, do you think they are going to win the division, or at this point, are they looking at the wild card spot? And what was your overall assessment of the contest, good sir?
To be completely honest, man, it's just boils down to preparation, right? Which again starts with the head of the snake, coaching, right? Cliff, you need to be better. Point blank, period. As far as like play calling, so on and so forth. One thing about the Arizona Cardinals is that we are not a flashy football team. No matter how much talent we have, we are not a flashy football team. So when we play regular ass by the book, by the coach's handbook football, we are talented enough that we beat the shit out of people. Right? Because we control the line of scrimmage and our defense is fresh, and then we come out and we just destroy on defense and then we move the ball consistent on offense. All these things happen. Right? So just get back to simplicity. Right? Stop making game plans too fucking complicated. If you need 3 yards, get 3 yards. Right? Stop trying to take shots on third down. Shots are presented. Right? Shots present themselves. Mr. Prater, get back on the alcohol and the cigarettes, please, because we need you to start making kicks. If need be, I'll get you a bottle of 5 o'clock vodka and a fucking pack of Viceroy's before every game, right? And I'll send them to
Viceroy's, you. Viceroy's, goddamn.
I'll send them to you, okay, just so we can get back on track. We are going to shock the world when we play Dallas, right? Because, of course, we've already been deemed the worst team in the playoffs, and that's AFC and NFC, by the quote-unquote experts, the talking heads, right? So we're going to go out and put out a show in Dallas. We're going to show the NFL and the world what we are going to be capable of and to watch out for, because this football team is still dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting now with what's kind of transpired these last few weeks, because now they clinched the playoff spot, and you posted that classic Kobe meme, job's not done. So they're in the playoffs, but they're looking at 10-5. So now at this point, they're a game back from the Rams, who are on a 4-game winning streak, and the Bird Gang is on a 3-game losing streak. But of course, you know, now is the time where they need to, you know, they really need to get a quality win, and they can do that in Jerry World, and then they finish up the year versus the Seahawks. So at this point, taking a look at that schedule, them facing the Cowboys and then hosting the Seahawks, the Rams are at the Ravens and they're hosting the Niners to end the season. Realistically, do you still unbiased faith? Do you still have unbiased faith that they're going to ultimately win the division at this point?
Yes, because I honestly believe that the Ravens are going to beat the Rams, because I know their secondary is beat up, but I do believe that Lamar Jackson is going to come back and play lights out of his fucking mind, right? And I just feel like that he's going to will them to win, and I just feel like that the Rams playing in Baltimore are going to make too many fucking mistakes. They're going to continue to try to force the ball to Cooper Kupp, and I think Baltimore is just going to be all over. I think they're going to take a page out of Bill Belichick's book, and they're going to take number 10 out of the game plan, right? And see what they can do from there. Force the ball to OBJ. They're going to throw a couple. Stafford's going to throw a couple interceptions. and that's going to be that, right? Baltimore is going to eke a win out. I feel like we're going to win the division. All right, Dallas, like I already said, we're going to put on a show, and then Seattle coming home to us. It's gonna be time for us to get hot, right? And if NFL history holds true, most teams go on 4-game winning streaks, right? When they get hot, so a 4-game winning streak could take us right to SoFi Stadium, right? And I believe we can beat any team in the NFC right now in the playoffs. I don't care who the fuck is, Green Bay, everybody. We can beat them as long as we play our brand of football, which is fucking regular ass football, nothing special, nothing spectacular. We could beat any team right now. Here's what it is.
And I think what the Cardinals have going for them going into this week is that you're playing a Cowboy team that really whooped the Washington football team on national TV, and they clinched the division. So this is to use your phrase, this is really a smelling their own piss type of week for the Cowboys. Right. And with a solid game plan and consistent mistake-free football, I definitely believe they can go in there and beat the Cowboys, Cowgirls as well.
Oh.
Pow-pow. Recap. The Bills going to Foxborough and beat the Patch Dude 33-21. Do you believe that they can still, now they are tied in the AFC East, and people were kind of writing their obituary, do you think that they can come back now at this point and win the division?
I mean, sure, they just continue to cut it loose, right? I think conservative is the conservative nature of whoever the office coordinator is, and Josh Allen alone, you know what I'm saying? Because he can cut it loose and just run when he needs to and throw it, you know, 100 miles per hour. When they cut it loose, they're a dangerous football team, right? Point blank period. So if they continue to cut it loose, yeah, totally.
We just got a comment on YouTube, JB. It comes from JT. It says the NFL equals WWE. Pat Toothner. I don't even know. Do you know Truthner? Do you know what that is?
No.
In his videos, maybe that's his channel. We'll show you evidence of rigged NFL. Well, you're preaching to the choir on that. The ultimate reception to see 2013 magnetic football technology promoted by a Vikings player. All right. I mean, you could make an argument for some bad officiating.
Of course.
But JT, I don't know, man. I'm gonna check out your boy.
Look, trust me, I'm as big a conspirator.
Yeah, JB's conspiracy theories.
Right, I'm conspiracy brother. You know what I'm saying? Like buddy on fucking undercover brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm conspiracy brother Jones. All right, when it comes to conspiracy, but I don't know about all that, man. I mean, it's only so much they can do. The officiating has been horrible, but I mean, a lot of the games hadn't really been swayed by it. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want, but when it's all said and done, most teams that have had bad officiating calls have been in position to come back and win games, or, you know what I'm saying, or being right there in the end to win a game. So, yeah, I feel you, JT, but, you know, we're going to check your cat out and we'll see what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, magnetic footballs. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe magnetic footballs is the remix to the Colts Patriots debacle. Right. Deflategate. Magnetic gate.
Magnetic gate. You know what I'm saying? Like they're putting chips in our hands, right?
Hey, it's coming soon, right? Eventually, we're gonna have fucking chips and barcodes.
We'll be watching robots play in fucking 20 years.
All right, now, Dr. Bridges, you said that the Burger King come in and beat really any team in the NFC. Packers beat the Browns 24-22, and they are 7-0 at home. You got to give it up to them at this point. Are they the best team in the league?
They are. 1A and 1B, Kansas City and Green Bay, right? Mm. They're both just playing sound defense. Well, both of them got holes, right? Green Bay's hole is their run defense, right? To be completely honest. Kansas City's hole is that, one, even though they're playing good ball right now, they're not as offensively sound as people think they are, right? They just have some guys make some really great plays, and you know what I'm saying? Is that going to happen all day, every day? Is that going to happen every game? I don't know, right? But I really don't believe that there's a true best team in the NFL because there's so much uncertainty and inconsistency on teams, even when they win. Like, they almost tricked this game off, right? Almost tricked this game off. So there's so much that goes on that people don't talk about, you know what I'm saying? Because when you win, it's all about the glory. Oh, they won. They're so amazing, right? Mm-hmm. But there's still some question marks, bro. A lot of fucking question marks. And we're going to see in these next 2 weeks, it's going to be some wild shit going on, right?
Definitely. Definitely. Remember, folks, 18 weeks of regular season ball. This is crazy. So that's some week 16 recap. Now, just to check in real quick, we haven't done this in a bit, JB. We got to check in, of course, here on our For the People NFL.com Fantasy Football League. Because now we are in the playoffs, goddammit.
Okay.
Taking a look at the bracket here. we are in the semifinals going against money-making Mitchell Hughes. This Julio, do you think you are? And he's taking on your brother Quincy, Limitless KB. And we are in the three seed going against previous For the People League winner, Jalen of the People's Champ. And Fits Like a Glove's got a bye, and Cards Fan for Life has a bye, and they're going into the fifth place game. So we have a shot, Dr. Bridges, to win the whole thing this year. That's awesome. Get past the People's Champ. All right. So before we get into Week 17 Savage Picks, we're going to see how we've done after 16 weeks. And with a drum roll, please. Dr. Bridges is at 135-88-1. But, the Bludini is at 140-83-1. Let's run through them real quick. JB correctly picked the Titans to beat the Niner gang. We both picked the Packers correctly, as JB said. They almost tricked that one off. Both picked the Cards. Unfortunately, they lost to Chad Carr's Colts. My Kitties damn near beat the Falcons, but they tricked it off, of course. And JB picked that correctly. Bungles were showing out at home. Joe Burrow throwing them 500 yards over the Ravens. The Rams got it done there in Minnesota. Of course, you talked about the Bills. You both picked the Pats. The Jets beat the Jags. Eagles, you got that correct. Bucks, you got that correct. The Texans with a little stunner there in H-Town got it done against the Chargers. We both picked that incorrectly. Same goes with the Squawks. The Bears got it done there in Seattle. Chiefs, JB correctly picked the Raiders. Cowboys whooped that ass there on Sunday Night Football, and the Dolphins, who were trying to get in that wild card, that playoff spot, went in there the big gumbo bowl, baby, and they got it done against the Saints. So that's it for Week 16. Let's see how we do with Week 17 Savage Picks right now. Will, what up? Appreciate you tapping in. We're going to be talking about your Ravens here in just a moment. Will? And we just were
Let's go!
Week 17 Savage Picks, let's go right now. It's the Raiders going against Chad Carr's Colts, and the line is 7.5 for the Colts at home.
The Raiders! I got the Raiders winning this fucking game, bro.
Wow, okay.
I don't believe in the Colts. I'm going to say it again. I don't believe in the Colts, all right? And the Raiders, all right, going to get the win. I don't give a fuck if Carson Wentz does play. Wow. Fuck Carson Wentz. Fuck Indianapolis coach. Right? I think the Vegas Raiders go in and get the dub.
Well, I mean, yeah. Raiders are going to try to play spoiler, but I got the Colts winning at home. I don't know what they're going to do with Jonathan Taylor. Wentz could trick it off now. We might have to get the ghost to answer.
He ain't even playing, bro. He in COVID protocol.
Oh, yeah. They got Erlinger. All right. I'm still picking the Colts. Three phases of football, I'm still picking the Colts. But you're right, good catch there with the Sam Erlinger out of Texas, baby, is getting the start. All right, it's the G-E-E-E-Men going against the Bears, and the line is 6 for the Bears at home.
I'll take the Bears, all right, and the 6-point. All right, New York is a fucking dumpster fire right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for those same reasons, I'm also taking the Bears. The Bears, you know, it's funny. You know, what's going to be funny about the Bears. They're going to win just enough to like be confused if they need to fire Matt Nagy, and then they won't do it, and then they'll be back in the same position next year.
It'll be bad all over again.
Mm-mm-mm. God damn it, Bears! God bless you. All right, it's the Tampa Bay Bucks taking that pirate ship to the BUMS 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 Bums. Oops, I mean the JETS 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 Jets. And the line is a disrespectful 13.5 for the Bucks on the road.
Yeah, I take the Bucks. I won't take the line because I feel like the Jets gonna do some wild shit, and I don't think Tom Brady's gonna play very well, right? Because he does tend to fuck up against, you know, lesser teams, and they're gonna send their blitz right in his face. So I think the Jets gonna keep it weird for a little bit, but I don't think they go to 13.5. So basically the 14 points. But yeah, Tampa Bay's Buccaneers will get the win.
Yeah, I could see some. They've been kind of sluggish in the first half these last couple games. You saw it when they lost to the Saints, but obviously the talent and the coaching is going to prevail. And yes, I'm taking the Bucks as well. All right, the Dirty Birds going to the Bills. Mafia. Coming off a big win, and they're back at home, and the line is 2 touchdowns for the Bills at home.
Yeah, I will take the Bills. I ain't taking them 2 touchdowns. No, sir.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills as well. This is where they need to start getting hot to have a chance to win that division and make a real playoff push. And they are not going to slip at home to the Dirty Birds. All types of cats are going to be going through folding tables that are caught on fire with a bunch of ketchup and mustard on it. The Bills Mafia is going to be going crazy, jumping off minivans. Mafia's
going to be wilding.
Power bombing each other, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Bills Mafia and the tailgates. We're both taking the Bills. All right, it's JB's drafting team, the EAGLES Eagles versus the Washington football team. And the line is 4 for Philly on the road.
They're slugging on the sideline in Washington now. Philly gets the win, right? Philly gets the win. I think Philly gets those last two wins to sneak into the playoffs, too.
Yeah, Philly's trying to get that 7 seed, and they're not going to trick it off to Washington. Washington's starting to crack. I mean, you saw. I mean, those cats were teammates in college.
And so
they're pushing each other in the face. Come on,
so Benny, man. But Benny, the thing about that is that I've seen best friends get into it in practice, right?
That's true. The frustration.
To the point where they get heated, you know what I'm saying? There's some fisticuffs. But I just hate that it happened on national television. But at the same time, Mans got up, put his finger in Mans' face, and Mans was like, nah, bro, that's just grown man. That's two grown men. Like, you're not finna just put your fucking finger in my face. If I'm gonna put their finger in your temple, that's an automatic right hook. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was warranted, and it is what it is, man. Shit's over. It happened, and it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're both taking the Eagles. It ain't gonna get any better from here for them. All right, intriguing matchup, Dr. Bridges. I'm going to be watching this one. It's going to be the Chiefs Kingdom at the Bungles.
Yes.
And the line is 5.5 for KC on the road.
I got to pick KC just because, you know what I'm saying, that they're healthy right now. And, like, they just – I mean, they're clicking. I ain't saying the Bengals ain't finna, you know, handle their business and really just, you know, turn it up on them. But I just got to take Kansas City.
Yeah, I agree. My thing is I know what the Bengals can do on offense. What are they going to do on defense to slow down the Chiefs, who are well coached? They've been there before, and they know that they need to be start playing their best ball right now. So I'm taking the Chiefs as well. All right, it's the formerly coached by Urban Meyer Jacksonville Jaguars head to the Pats. They have double home games, and the line is 15.5 for the Pats at home.
Yeah, Pats. All right. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I think this is going to be one of the games where Pat's going to try, they'll really like try out their offense going into the playoffs, saying, okay, are we going to let this kid throw the ball a little bit? And they should. I don't know why they're kind of getting away from it, you know what I'm saying, like that, where they're not trusting him to, you know, say, make throws. And Mac Jones has been doing a decent job. But McDaniels, he's just like open that offense up and say, you know what, this is what we're going to be, and it's a preview of how we're going to act in the playoffs. So, yeah, Jacksonville about to get the brunt of it. All right.
Yeah, I agree. I'm taking the Pats. I mean, defense alone is going to stop them. And yeah, we'll see if they're going to open up things for Mac. You know, people forget. You know, Mac is a rookie. Had a pretty good season, obviously in a good set of circumstances. But right. You know, you may see a little bit more from them. But it's obviously going to be the defense that's going to shut down the Jags, who aren't going to have anything for them on offense. All right, intriguing matchup, playoff and implications in the AFC, Dr. Bridges. It's the Finns coming out of the Bermuda Triangle going to the Titan Up Titans, Mitch's Titans, and the line is 3.5 for the Titans at home.
Shout out to my girl, Samantha Thompson. What up, girl? Tennessee Titans, tighten up, right? Yeah, they're going to knock the Dolphins off their high horse. It's just that time, man. Vrabel's Titans just finna get hot, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Playoff football rolls around, it's December football, they get hot. You know what I'm saying? Certain teams just got it, and certain teams don't. So Tennessee gonna get the dub.
I'm taking the Titans as well, simply for the fact that I think they're gonna overpower them a little bit too much on offense. But I think the Dolphins are playing a lot more consistent ball. So even if they fall like one game short of the playoffs, they really had quite the turnaround from where they were this first half of the season. Yeah. I mean, they've won 7 in a row, for God's sake. 7 in a row.
8.
Is it now 8?
They have an 8-game winning streak because they started off 0-0, you know what I'm saying? So they won 8 games.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, there you go. I mean, but it's the longest, I mean, besides the Chiefs have an 8-game winning streak as well. But regardless, they're starting to play a lot more consistent ball. I don't see the Titans losing at home. Oh, Will, come on now. We know you love your Ravens. We know.
We get it.
Speaking of that, Mr. Butterfield, ooh, it's the Rams headed to the quote the Raven never wore, and the line is 3.5 for the Rams on the road.
Benny, when you're in Baltimore, you have to be more careful. right? And the Los Angeles Rams, who are spazzes, right? Because they have a spaz for a head coach, right? Great mind, but he's a spaz. They had a spaz for a couple other players and defensive coaches and offense. And this is a bunch of spazzes on one team, right? And then they brought a spaz over from Cleveland, right? So Baltimore is going to do just enough to get this win. I can see a Justin Tucker field goal this win, all right?
Wow. Well, I'm going the other way. I'm sorry, Will. I'm taking the Rams. Too much firepower. Listen, Stafford is known to trick a couple off. It could happen, but we're talking end of the season football. It's definitely a must win for the Ravens, but just because of inconsistency in the lineups and COVID and injuries, I'm giving it to the Rams by a slight edge. But we'll see. This might be one of the ones that bites me in the ass, but we'll see about that. All right. AFC West matchup. It's the Broncos headed to the LA, San Diego, San Antonio, Bakersfield, Barstow, Superchargers. And the line is 5.5 for the Chargers at home.
Denver.
Ooh, going. Okay. All right.
Denver. Run game. The Chargers are inconsistent as hell. There's really no home field advantage, to be completely honest with you. Denver, you know what I'm saying? Quarterback wise, I know Teddy Bruce got, you know what I'm saying, got carted off or whatever. Pray to God he's okay. Locke came in playing decent ball. Locke played decent ball last year, right?
Teddy two gloves.
You know what I'm saying? We're praying for God's speed recovery, whatever happened to you, right? But Locke came in playing good ball. They're going to lean on the run heavy, right? And they're going to play good defense, and I think they're going to whoop the Chargers.
I don't see the Chargers, you know, losing two in a row, especially when they need to get a dub. So I don't know about that line, but I'm going to take the Chargers at home. Speaking of the team that beat the Chargers, it's the H-Town What It Do Texans headed to the
Niner Gang.
Big bell bottom up there in Santa Clara. And line is 12.5 for the Niners at home.
Just because the Niners deserve, you know what I'm saying, all the torture that comes to them, right? They're going to win this game, right? And then they're going to end up missing the playoffs. So, yeah, of course they're going to win.
I'm taking the Niners as well, but yeah, I could definitely see them falling short. I'm not seeing the Texans putting together back-to-back good games, especially being a more sound team like the Niners.
Not versus the Niners, no.
All right, here we go. It's the Burr Gang and the ding up with them Cowgirls, I mean them Cowboys, and the line is 5 for Dallas at home. Why did the Burr Gang get it done?
Regular-ass football. We're going to play regular-ass football, and we are a more talented football team than Dallas. So we're going to play regular-ass football and allow our offensive line to lean on people and be aggressive. And we're going to throw quality passes, high-percentage passes. Defense going to have time to rest. They're going to come out there and whoop the fuck out of their offensive line and sack Dak. And God damn it, we're going to leave about that bitch coming home with a W.
Yeah, to me, this is an ultimate – preparation game like we were talking about early in the show where you have the Cowboys have just clinched the division. They just whooped the team on national television. They're smelling their own piss, in the words of Dr. Bridges. So to me, this is very much a preparation game. I expect the Cardinals to come in and win and play much more sound, mistake-free football and leaning on some good work from James Conner. Please.
Not even going to talk about what the fuck Dallas got going on. We finna go in there and whoop Dallas' ass. All right? How about that? Fuck Ooh. Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Ooh-wee. Fuck what they got going on. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. All right, so Pause. We're both taking the Burr Gang. All right, you see that jersey over Dr. Bridges' right shoulder. It's the Keep Pounding Panthers taking on that big gumbo bowl. Baby, they're trying, they need some more seasoning for that gumbo because I don't know what the hell's going on down there. And line 6.5 for New Orleans at home. Two real jankified teams.
I'm going to pick New Orleans just because they're at home, man. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, the dome can come alive, and them people are going to be in there. So, Carolina, we don't know who they're starting their quarterback, and they're saying Donald's going to play a little bit, Cam, and you got two quarterbacks, you got no quarterback, right? So, I think New Orleans, just because they're at home and their defense is going to come alive, and then they're going to put a better game plan together for that kid and the quarterback, and, I mean, I think they get the win.
Yeah, low-scoring game. Saints offense Saints defense holds it down at home, so I'm taking the Saints as well. All right, it's my kiddies heading up to that big coffee cup, the Squawks, and the line is 7 for the Squawks at home. We just got beat at home by the Bears.
Seahawks is going to get the win. Again, y'all going to play hard all season, and I wouldn't be surprised y'all win this game. But I got to take the Seahawks just because they're at home. They fucked that one all off with the Bears. You know, so you watch the game, it was like, what the fuck are y'all doing? So they kept trying to force the ball to DK when they had people wide open. So after film study, you know what I'm saying, I think they'll make the correction they need to make. Detroit's going to play hard, but I think Seattle gets the win.
Okay, Will. Will, you got the pitties.
Hey, Will's having right. Lions going.
Yep. Well, I'm taking them as well to make things uncomfortable for Russell Wilson. Really kind of bring the game down to earth. Again, we talk about every week when you make my predictions for the kiddies. Time of possession, turnovers. You know what I mean? Those are kind of the keys because the effort's there. I mean, half of these games they're in until like 30 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
I mean, so Seahawks are not good this year. And they let the Bears beat them. The kiddies have a real shot. So definitely could go either way. Could be you know, like a field goal type game. But of course, I'm taking the kiddies. All right, NFC North matchup. It's the Vikings trying to get that wild card spot. Right. Going against some red hot Packers at home. Boom, 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 boom. Go Pack, go. On the line 6.5. Packers at home.
You said it.
Oh, we'll talk about it soon. Malcolm, the revenge of Malcolm Butler. Oh, my God.
One yard pass. Hey, you said it. Boom, 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 boom. Go Pack, go. That's just that.
Yeah, I'm taking the Packers as well. Too much for him, goddammit. And finally, it's the Browns, the dog pound, headed to the Steelers. And the line is 3 for the Browns on the road.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh, man. I just feel like they'll put a plan together to beat them, man. This is a rival game. And I just feel like, you know, I feel like Tomlin and them, you know what I'm saying, they're going – I mean, they beat Tennessee, bro. You know what I'm saying? They beat Tennessee. So, yeah, what makes me think they can't beat the Browns? You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing. So, yeah, Cleveland, we already know what Cleveland going to do. Cleveland going to Cleveland at this point. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to pick the Pittsburgh Steelers at Pittsburgh, because if they was at Cleveland, I probably would pick the Browns.
Well, I'm going to take the Browns. I think they're going to learn from their mistakes on putting a little bit too much faith in Baker. They're going to run things through Nick Chubb. They're going to have Baker do just enough where he looks good in the stat sheet and he doesn't make mistakes. And the defense is going to smother old man tree trunk Roethlisberger. And, you know, hey, baby Chase Claypool will prove that he's a fake thug of 2021 and do some stupid shit in this game. But I'm taking the Browns as well. And that's it. We'll see who's right, who's wrong, who's both right, who's both wrong. And before we get out of here, JB, this is the last one of 2021. So we got to do a special We Need Us New Year's goals. What are your New Year's goals, sir?
I ain't got no goddamn goals, man. We're going to keep pushing.
I talk about resolutions. I talk about goals, baby. Goals.
We're going to keep pushing. I build behind the wall, bro. I don't tell people what I got going on. So you know what I got going on because you're my brother. But my goals are to continue to take steps in the direction that I need to go, that I want to go, the things that I want to do for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to continue to do. It ain't no new year, new me bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the same motherfucker, Jeremy Bridges. Y'all get to know me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to continue to show myself. But understand this. When I'm on the grind, I'm a different person that a lot of people don't know. You know what I'm saying? So if I ain't hollering, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't being responsive, you know what I'm saying? It's because I'm focused, man. Right, I'm focused. I ain't really got time for a bunch of bullshit. That's why you don't really see me out hanging out, partying, all that shit. I ain't got time for that shit. I'm focused, man. All right, I'm focused. That's what's going to continue to happen. All right, what about you, sir?
For me, primary goals here are to be present in the moment. Talk about it, Will. Talk about it. We got it. We're build behind the wall and get what we need to get. Travel, being present and happy, and doing the things that truly serve me. I'll leave it at that. Doing the things that truly serve. I got a lot of pots on the burners right now, as Dr. Bridges knows. So, you know, things are always elevating financially and all that stuff. But going into next year, it's going to be about a lot more travel, being more present and happy, and really focusing on things that serve me. Even if they're not always things that necessarily make money. Right. But it needs to be things that serve me. And those are my goals going into the new year.
You got to be happy, you know what I'm saying, with self first. You know what I'm saying?
Speak on it. And that's it. Reviewers, we love you. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue for all your social media needs. We will, of course, post this full episode on all of our social media, particularly on our Instagram. Make sure to run that back. Podcast form, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, like, share, subscribe, 5-star rate, all that stuff. We're on casualsports.com. Shout out to our folks over at the Believe Podcast Network. Check out JB Tuesday's Voining Bridges live stream, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. AT Sports, all about the birds. Pow, pow, pow. And we love you, reviewers. And that's it. We appreciate everybody tapping in comments and questions.
Safe, man.
Be safe this New Year's, please.
Ain't nobody tripping on, you know what I'm saying, what's going on for real, but you know what I'm saying, like, take precaution, protect your family, protect yourself, you know what I'm saying? I understand everybody's fed up, I get it, right? I understand everybody's tired of this shit, right? Tired of fucking vaccination talk and tired of motherfucking new variants and all that shit, but protect yours, you know what I'm saying? Protect you and yours, that's just the way you should live your life, period. You know what I'm saying? And the best way to do that is to stay out of situation, to be around a bunch of people you don't fucking know. Correct. Right? Outside of football games, you can wear a mask to a football, basketball, hockey game. You know what I'm saying? So you can, again, it's about protecting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Do that. Do what's necessary to protect your folks. You know what I'm saying? Within the realms of the law, of course. the JB and Ben Blue, love you, man. This is another year of being with my brother. Love you to death, bro. Again, too, coming to another fucking year, 2022, right around the corner. Is that you, player? You know what I'm saying? we out this biatch, and enjoy your weekend of football, because shit about to get wild. Remember I said it. All right, happy New Year, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Happy New Year, Will. We appreciate you tapping in all these weeks.
Showing us love. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sugar Free, baby. Man.
All right, reviewers, we out. Episode 206. We will see you in the new year with all new heat. Playoff football is right on the corner. You know we love it. We're going to be talking about all that more on the review. Until next time, we are out. Peace.
Gang, 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 gang.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.